Now, there's a very, there's a question Paul wrote. He asked the Corinthians. Are you listening? This is very important for the for our faith in the Lord, because at times these things leave us consciously, and that is where our problems are coming. He says, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Can we repeat that? Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, you see, this kind of wordings, this kind of letter from Paul, they weigh a lot. They have far-reaching consequences to humanity. Paul is now trying to identify the reason why men are subject to death, why men are being destroyed on a daily basis. Men are being destroyed, men are subject to death today because they do not know that they are the temple of God. They don't know that they are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in them bodily. And it goes on to say that if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Meaning that this temple that you are has to be God's. It has to be consecrated to God. And God alone. Any man that defies the concept that this is God's habitation, that God alone. Now when you say holy, holy means there is no space for another. It is totally God's temple. Completely God's. Any man that defies, that goes against this concept, will be destroyed. That man that is to be destroyed is actually the man of sin. Our sister spoke about dying today. The old man has to die. How many times, how much must we know to get to the point where we know that the only problem you have is that wrong identity that we have walked in as men? This is God's temple. God dwells in this temple. God did not come to make it a temple. It has always been God's temple. But in the fall, something happened to man. A veil was placed over the face of man. Over the knowledge. When you talk of a veil blankets you so that you are in the dark. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Remember Lazarus? Lazarus in the grave, he had the mummy cloth wrapped around his face. And when he came out, that was not enough. Jesus had to command that they loosen him, remove this covering over his face and everything. Because there's a veil over man today. Man actually lives in abject darkness, not knowing the reality of his being. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, It is recorded that he gave up the ghost. That the veil that was in the temple of God was destroyed from the top to the bottom.
Amen.
A brother, an Italian brother, wrote me an email that I should give a message on why that veil was torn. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That veil was a symbolic gesture. God tore the veil down with invisible hands, a symbolic gesture to show us today that because of the work of the cross, today we all have access to knowing what the temple of God is. Because as long as the veil is there, you don't even know what the temple of God is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When the veil was destroyed, the Bible says those who were dead, they all came out of their graves. The saints that were dead came out of their graves because what? The temple was now open for them to see what it was in reality. Before then, nobody knew what the temple was. If you don't know that you are the temple of God, you are dead in your sins and trespasses. Don't you know that you are the temple of God? Of course, when we begin to know this, we begin to mind how we behave ourselves. Because your life is not yours, but God's. You are not the owner of this temple, you and your human whatever, ideology of what you think you are, but rather it is God's temple. Praise God. Everything from the book of Genesis, when man fell, God set out to remind man that he was the temple of God. Do you know that in the time of Adam in his glory, before the fall, no man had to go to any place to worship God? Do you know that? No man had to do Hobobo Shababa and pray, Father, God. All that thing started when man fell. In glory, man was enveloped in God. God lived in man and man in God. There was only God. You understand my point? So there was no need to worship or serve anything, but just to walk in the truth, to maintain himself in that truth. Burnt offering, sacrifice, prayers, shouting, asking God for favors, petitioning God. These things came because man fell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now he has come to gather us. He says that where I am is where you will be.
Amen.
He says in my Father's house are many mansions. In God I have come to gather you once more so that you can have a place in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says I will be with you unto the end of the age. Because after the end of this dark age, this human circle, you are now fully conscious of God and you don't need anybody to be with you anymore.
Amen.
Don't you understand?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So when God met Moses in the book of Exodus, remember the famous meeting at Mount Sinai? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Moses ascended up. God said, Moses, ascend up. Come and meet me. And Moses ascended up to the mountain to have an encounter with God. And do you know what God started off with? You know what the first thing God asked Moses? You know, when he had a meeting up in the cloud with Moses, when the children of Israel were on the ground, that 40 days, 40 nights in the cloud upon Mount Sinai, the first thing God asked Moses to do, build me a tabernacle, a temple, that I may dwell in the midst of you. That was the first thing God asked Moses. That was the thing uppermost in his heart. Moses went to build this beautiful, rather I would call it a sophisticated structure. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And a structure that had three compartments. You had the outer court, the outer court, amen. Then you have the inner, a smaller, you know, building. This was actually separated with a wall, praise God. Then you had another rectangular structure in the midst of it, which had two compartments. One was called the holy place. Are you there?
Yes.
The holy place. Then you had what they call the holies of. Are we there? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So let's repeat it. The outer court.
The outer court.
The holy place.
The holy place.
And the holies of holies.
And the holies of holies.
So Moses came down and obeyed God and built this structure. And when Moses had completed the building, the Bible says, the glory of God filled this house. The glory of God came down in the form of bright cloud and filled this whole tabernacle that nobody could enter in to minister.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, there is something, when God sets out to do a thing, there is a purpose. Praise God. That is what? A purpose. And do you know the purpose? It's you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The purpose is what?
You.
It's you. In the innermost temple, that is the holies of holies, this was a place where the glory of God appeared in the form of a bright light. This place needed only the light of the Shekinah, that they call it the Shekinah glory, to light up that inner temple. And no man could enter that place except the high priest once in a year. Praise God. Here you had candle lamps, stamps with their lights and all that. Amen. And round about this structure, there was a layer of animal skin, thick animal skin that covered the structure. It was a tent. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Thick animal skin so that from outside you could not actually see what was going on inside.
Yes.
It was a mystery. It was very ugly, very dull from outside. But God instructed Moses that everything inside this place was to be made of pure gold. Pure gold. Actually, some of them were wood overlaid with gold. So if this layer of cloth was removed, animal skin, what you see was a pure gold structure. Everything pure gold. Nothing like bronze. Nothing like iron, everything pure. Just imagine this whole building pure gold. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when Jesus Christ died, like I told you, no man could ever enter here. It was dreaded. You know, one of the kings tried it. Does anybody remember the king? Is it Hezekiah, one of the kings? Huh? He entered he entered into the temple. He dared to enter the temple of God, and the priests, they tried to wrestle with him. Oh, the king, don't try, don't go there. He entered in, he was struck with leprosy, which is an incurable disease. Amen.
Amen.
So no man could enter into this place, but Jesus Christ, by dying on the cross, God had given a provision by tearing the veil that every man today, every man, repeat,
every
has access into the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Why did God do all this? When the Israelites now settled in Israel, they now built what they call the Temple of Solomon. If you look at the Temple of Solomon, it was this same tabernacle, but a bigger version. Praise God. Why all of this? You know what they did? The Israelites, all they do is to pray to that place. They pray to the place. They burn incense. You know how many cows? You know how many animals, goats, how many rams that they slaughtered here? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, up to today, there are some religions where people slaughter goats. I don't want to mention names, so that somebody is not after me tomorrow. Amen. You know, they declare whatever against me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you know how many times, look, just imagine all of you here. Before you enter this place today on Sunday, you bring your fresh goat here. Amen. I'm telling you, at that time, I won't need to be working anymore. Everybody on the line with a clean goat, not even a goat with blemish, clean goats, clean sheep. Just imagine how this place would be. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Rose Barbara with a cow, you know, expensive cow, and you know. Yes. Amen. Praise Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So everybody worshipped what they thought was God. Everybody thought God dwelt there. You see, but God was trying to teach them about themselves. But it was not given to them to understand the mystery then. God was simply trying to remind man of himself. That tabernacle was actually a reminder that you are the temple of God. The temple of God is incorruptible, imperishable. That is why God used gold to create the inner part of the temple. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But notice that it is hidden from man. That is why you had the cloth. There were layers of flesh, layers of cloth around over the tabernacle, the inner tent. Why? Those things represent flesh and blood. Do you know people today don't recognize what is inside of them just because of appearance, the outer appearance? Because man has put on what they call an inglorious human appearance. People have failed to recognize that what they are seeing is actually God's temple. You see, if you can understand this secret, it will help you in many things, brethren. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you can understand this secret, it will increase your faith and set you free from certain things that you are bound to in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he comes on the scene, Jesus Christ comes on the scene and declares that I am the temple of God. You remember Jesus Christ saying that the Father dwells in him. And what was the reaction of the scribes and the Pharisees? Eh? What was their reaction? To kill him. They asked Jesus, that, are you greater than Moses, who spent many years building the tabernacle or the temple of God? Are you greater than our forefathers who spent 39 years to build the temple of God? Now, who do you think you are? He says, I am the temple of God. The Father dwells in me. And of course, it was an offense. What they did was to take stones to what? To stone him to death. Up to today, a message like this is still blasphemy. Praise God. To say that God dwells inside of you is still like blasphemy to the ordinary man. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, when you go to a system of religion, what they do is how to be a good person, how to do that. You know, at times we make a mistake to put moralism ahead of truth. Moralism is to be a good person, not to do this, not to do that. You know, but we tend to forget that what the only thing that can actually make you perfect is the knowledge that you are the temple of God. You must awake to this reality. See, this knowledge is something that you must take by force. God is giving to you this revelation today. You must take it by force and run with it. But this is the only way to your liberation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you know that you are the temple of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus brought this revelation. From that day onwards, the era of outer temples had come to an end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does not dwell in structures made by hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a part of you incorruptible that has been from eternity, and God has always dwelt there. And that God that has always dwelt there is actually you in your awoken state. Or do you think that it's you and God? Do you think that it's you and God? Have you heard of the film The King and I? These are old epic films. The King and I. You and I. There's no such thing as you and God. When Paul says that it's no longer I, that means the Paul, who, like our sister has rightly defined, is the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Rose Barbara. Rose Barbara says she's the devil in her human identity.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I was wondering how come, how. Hallelujah. These are not funny things. This is the obstacle to life. But God is showing us a shortcut. You know, if you look back over 2,000 years ago, do you know you are the one that actually died on that cross? Do you know that? That we all died with him 2,000 years ago. You must remember that you died with him and you are already dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't try to kill something that is already dead. Don't try to resurrect something that is already dead. You died with him 2,000 years ago. From the eyes of God, you don't exist. You only exist in your own imagination. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When a man loses the knowledge that he is the temple of God, he now begins to live in mortality. He begins to live in finiteness, which means he begins to live in time and in space. Because man is limited to what? To a physical, material world, to time and to space. Praise God.
Amen.
And I tell you, there are so many things to enjoy in the universes of God. See, what we're just seeing in this realm here is just a fraction. It's just less than a fraction of the abundance of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But to partake of these things, man must awaken to the fact that he's actually a container of God. There's actually God that dwells in him, and he must behave himself accordingly. God is incorruptible. God is immortal. God is eternal. Hallelujah. God has been before time. You have been before time. Or do you think that God began to make his temple today? The temple has always been. God has always been. Unchangeable. God did not create a temple. God has always been. Somebody can't imagine this because he has a beginning in his human identity. But the temple of God is incorruptible in the heavens forever. And that is the inner part of you. That is the gold part of you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today we are knowing this because the veil, the outer covering has been removed, and we are seeing that inner part. Everything has been unveiled today. And we are seeing ourselves and knowing ourselves the way we are known of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know, Jesus Christ made some statements. Now, this way we are going to go to the Bible. Read now fast. John chapter 14. Beautiful scriptures that we have read before. These are scriptures that are dedicated to the temple of God, to the house of God, to the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John chapter 14. understand the purpose of God's coming, of Christ's coming. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, I go to the
Father.
He was going to his mansion in the Father. See it? He was going to his place in the Father. You know that? He says, I go to my Father and your
Father.
My God and your
God.
That means you too must go the way he went. He has come now, the Spirit is here now to gather you into that same place, which is in the Father. It's a mansion, a path, an abiding place in the Father. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know one of these famous prophets in Milan here that reigned for a short time, but really poor crowd. He was telling me he saw a brother who died in heaven in a vision. And because of the sins he committed on earth, they gave him a very small hut in heaven. And I said, you are the one that a prophet. Everybody is coming from all over Europe to look for you. They will be deceived. You know our boss, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is live talk. Not sitting and tell me. It's face to face to me. Praise God. What I'm trying to say is that you have a place in
the Lord,
in the Father's house, which is the Father's temple. Now we're going to look at two aspects. We're going to try to understand two things. Listen properly, brethren. This is a manifold wisdom of God. First of all, you must understand that the house of God, you have a room in the house of God. Everybody has a room in the house of God. And also, you individually are the house of God. God dwells in you. You are the house of God, and you dwell in the house of God, and you are also the house of God. God dwells in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, he talks about a complete, how do I put it? Interwoven in God. He in you and, you in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You are totally insulated, covered. You are one thing with God. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So now you say that you have a mansion and he has come to gather you into that mansion in himself, an abiding place in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you can see that normally the preaching doesn't go much to talk about, getting jobs, getting a husband. Doesn't talk much about these things. Have you observed it? See it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when Jesus was multiplying loaves of bread, the crowds were following him. But when the time came and he started to speak spiritual things, the crowd disappeared. Churches today, if you want to have a crowd, what you just need to preach is how they will get it, how the husband is coming tomorrow. I took a book that I was writing to one of these professionals in Nigeria too. When he read the book, he told me, sir, this is the kind of book God has a special audience that we buy this kind of books. He said it won't go for the general. This was what a man told me. Somebody that I'm going to pay to do a job, he confessed to me that this kind of thing that you're writing is a special people that God has prepared that will hear it. It's not for everybody. Amen. If I write how to become rich tomorrow in 30 days, hey! Hallelujah! Praise God!
Hallelujah.
This kind of big talk we talk here, people, they'll be, this pastor, don't come again. Everybody is sleeping. But you see, at the end of the day, everybody is coming back to this same thing.
Amen.
It says that the pillar, how do I say, the word they rejected has become this cornerstone. After you will come back to the end of it, mark my word. Let everyone come and call. Amen.
Amen.
After you have made your millions and you have become superstar in the world, you will come back to that stone that you have rejected. Amen. You will throw away your riches and your what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's if you still have your body with you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's move on. Verse
4.
Verse 4. And whither I go, you know. And the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us, means that we'll be satisfied. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the
Father?
Let's repeat this. He that has seen me
has seen the Father.
I can see somebody looking at another brother and say, you, Father. I'm not good this Father. What did they talk? I reject it in Jesus. Somebody say that brother, that sister is Father. No. It cannot be. I know no man after the
flesh.
Amen?
Amen.
If you are going to know people by the flesh, you will only be seeing devils all the days of your life. You will never see God's kingdom. Are you listening? Henceforth, know I no man after the
flesh.
If any man think that he is wise, let him become a fool in this world. That's what Paul says. Amen?
Amen.
You must exercise yourself to see the Father in every man. Amen?
Amen.
It will save you a lot of problem.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because if you have seen any other thing apart from the Father, is the lie of the devil. And no liar can enter into God's kingdom. Are you listening? I'm giving you a key today. It's very hard to practice these things in certain environments. It's very hard. That's why at times Jesus Christ says, cast not your pearl to pigs. At least they will do what? They will trample on it and they will go after you. And the little life that you have that is growing, germinated, they will do what? They will choke it. Amen?
Amen.
We have to be wise as Christians to protect what God has given us. Amen?
Amen.
You have to protect it. You have to guard it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come hit here and there from all directions, if you are not rooted, at times you can lose the little you have. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So show us what the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Christ. What he's saying that you must recognize the Christ in you first before you can know the Father. You must recognize that you came out of him. You must recognize that you are one with him. You must know the mystery first. That is your way to the Father. That is the truth that will set you free. That is the life, the eternal life. Is the Christ is to get this revelation. No! This revelation that the Christ is the one that dwells in you. I am the manifestation of God on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I am that way, that truth, that life. Recognition of this. causes your ascension back into your place in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your substance immortal, incorruptible. You've been from eternity. You are above material goods. You are above the glories of this age. These things are yours. Hallelujah. All things are yours. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are above the glories of this age. What this world can offer to you is nothing compared to the glory of your Father. Let us not go the way of Adam, the first Adam, who was lured away by the temptation for the riches of this world. Let us be like Jesus, who was faithful, call him the faithful witness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Who says, I will not serve you, I will not worship you for the glories of this world. Don't you stand at times and the devil shows you everything? Doesn't he show you once in a while? You come out and you look around the world. The devil tell you, look, I can make you there, man. I can get you there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see yourself, you know, in private jets and in fine dresses and, you know, in what they call it, London today. You know, there's a song I heard. It say, going to London, Bobo, Bobo. See, flying to Paris, flying to, you know. You know, these are the glories of this world. Chakiti Bobo. Hallelujah. Flying to Paris today, I'm flying to London, and you know, those kind of dreams, you know, of gaining the world, conquering the world, and, you know, being a star and reigning over everything and having all the money. These are the things that the devil will always present to you every morning when you wake up. But the true and faithful witness will stand in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. I will not worship the devil. You know how you want to worship the devil? Just walk in the flesh. You are already a devil worshiper. Amen.
Amen.
All those are lower things. Say you go to the bush to worship an object. All those are lower. They are lower. You know, they don't mean anything. Just walk in the flesh. You're already a devil worshiper. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Having his name, his mark, and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Let's move on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 11. Verse 10, believe that not that I am in the Father. Now remember this, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak to you, I speak. Where are we? Speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does their works. Hallelujah. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the works' sake. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the... Now listen to, can you listen to that? He said, whatever you ask in my
name.
In my name. Whatever you ask in my name, that's in the name of the Father. He's not trying to say in the name of the Father. Father, in the name of the Father. I pray in the name of the Father. No, walking in the name of the Father. Living in the name of the Father. In the identity of the Father.
Hallelujah.
All that Jesus wants to convince you about is that you dwell in God and God dwells in you. Believe. Those that have believed, this is the gospel. This is the good, isn't it good news?
Yes.
That God dwells in you,
yes.
And you dwell in God?
Yes.
Amen.
Believe, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The works that I do, you will do also. You that have believed, you are going to also get other brethren to believe. That is the works of Jesus, eh? So the works that I do, you will do also. Hallelujah. Move on.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go on because of time. Whatever I ask in my name, I will do it. Everybody likes that part, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Everybody likes that part, but you can see there's something that you have to do. You must believe. Yes. Believe. Move by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Move by Faith. Mix what you are hearing today by faith and move in there. In the Lord. Walk in Him. Walk in that name. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you see yourself walking in the supernatural. Amen. That's what God is glorified when you walk in the supernatural. He wants people to see Him. God cannot do anything for you. It's your faith that will turn mountains. But He wants you to grow in that faith. That's what God wants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's move on. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father that, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in. Can we repeat verse 20? At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in
you.
Now, in that day, what is that day? The day of the
Lord.
The day of the Lord. That is the blessed millennium, the 1,000 years that never ends. That is the day of your awakening, the day of the resurrection. The last day, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After this day, there is no other day, hallelujah. Because now, you have come to the place. You have come to where? To the place. To the place. Where you now know that the Father dwells in Him, you and you in Him. You've now come to the place that you know that everything works out for your good. Everything serves you. Everything is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the work of the Spirit of God. You see, that is the work of the Comforter. That is the only thing that will comfort you in this world. The knowledge. Conscious knowledge of being in the Father and the Father in you. That is the security. That's what we call the secret place of the Most High. It's consciousness. You've entered into God, hid in God, moving in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me tell you, don't expect the world to know. Say the world can't see Him. Only you that are in Him that can see Him.
Hallelujah.
The world can't see Him. Look, if the world did not know Jesus, don't expect the world to know you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You've done everything. Even if you pay people to come here for services, you pay them salary, they will not come here. Write my word today. If I give money every day, salary, if you come to this fellowship every Sunday, we give you salary, they will not come here. Mark it. Because what is devil doctrine they are hearing here? What they are seeing is just a devil preaching. The same way they saw a devil in Jesus. You see, they killed Jesus because they thought they were doing God a service. You know that? They thought that Jesus was blaspheming God when He says that I and Father are one. Are you greater than Moses? Who are you? Are you greater than Moses? He said, Moses testified about me. When Moses was building the tabernacle, he was testifying about me. What of the prophets? Are you going to, the prophets were speaking about me. I have come. I have come. I have finally come.
Amen.
The one that they spoken about has come. And when He came, they recognized Him not. Do you think it will change?
Never.
It will not change. The story of Jesus is only a parable that will replay itself from generation to generation. Christ will appear and they will still reject Him. because it's not of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But later on they will recognize. Eh? Those people that kill him today, so them are in heaven, heavy, heavy angels now. Eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So let us understand what God is saying. He says that we are the temples of God. We ought to mind how we comport ourselves in the temple of God. Raise our level of consciousness to walk as God. Put on the nature of your Father. Put on the nature of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let this word yield fruit in you. Walk as the Father upon the earth. Put on by faith, walk in it. You don't need to. Don't wait for something, a prophecy from anybody. You know, people are so deceived by prophecies. You want a pastor or a prophet to come and prophesy to you that thus says the Lord. Look, you don't need no bloody prophecy. Do you listen to me? Every prophecy you want to hear has already been said about you. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. You don't need any prophecy from anybody.
Amen.
Of course, I got prophecies in the past because I was a weak Christian. My own situation was bad. It did too bad that time. So God had to help me with prophecies to get me out of that mess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You come to the place where you think that you've committed the unforgivable sin. The grace of God has to meet you to bring you out of that mess. Amen.
Amen.
So please, let us comport ourselves worthily of this great thing. Hallelujah. We've heard today that we are the temple of God. Hallelujah. We dwell in God and God dwells in us. Hallelujah. Inside of us, there is a structure that is not made with hands. Hallelujah. That is not born by your mother or your father. Something in you that has been from eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us conform ourselves to that which is eternal.
Amen.
And let go of the cares of this natural world that we live in. Can we stand up? God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Who's like unto you? Thank you for this revelation light.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible says that in the walls of the temple of God, in the inner court, on the walls were trees, palm trees and cherubs. God is saying that we are inscribed eternally in his temple.
Amen.
We are plantings in the house of God.
Amen.
We are the cherubims and servants in the house of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The psalmist says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion.
Amen.
In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
Amen.
He shall set me upon a rock to stay.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Upon Mount Zion. Let your desire just to dwell in the house of God. Consciously. Develop that consciousness of dwelling in the house of God. And good will follow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can shake your dwelling place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall be like Mount Zion that shall not be moved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that you need in this life and in the life, everything shall follow you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Give us the perfect mind to be focused. That one prayer, one thing, not two things I pray for, just one thing.
Amen.
That is the perfect mind that seeks God,
Amen.
That hungers for God.
Amen.
Give us that heart.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.